Tech Today.
Brought to you by PwC. Combining deep industry expertise with next generation technology to drive business success. Visit pwc.ie to learn more.
Now, anyone who has ever painted anything or played a musical instrument or even dreamed of being a designer will probably have noticed Apple's much vaunted new advert for its new very expensive iPad. Dozens of items in the creative process are physically crushed and destroyed, revealing the new thinnest ever iPad in its wake. The backlash was quick and stinging from many quarters, from people who demanded that Apple even withdraw the advert. Someone who has seen plenty of adverts which metaphorically crush the opposition rather than physically do so is our own Jess Kelly. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, Joe.
Can we start with the premise that Apple do have a good track record for innovative and creative adverts?
They absolutely do. One of the most, highly commended Super Bowl ads of all time was an ad for Apple from 1984, directed by Ridley Scott. And it showed the premise of a woman running through a monotonous crowd and fighting against that 1984 premise and you know, encouraging uniqueness and originality. And it's still talked about to this very day.
IBM, it was anti-IBM at the time, wasn't it?
Exactly it. Yeah. There's other ones from 1997 when Steve Jobs returned to the company, that whole thing of think different and, you know, differentiating Apple from everything else. And Apple has this notion of notions, you know.
God forbid in Ireland you'd have a notion.
And you can't have notions, but people do look upon Apple as the best of the best. You know, people with MacBooks, very often they're thought of as just people who like having the Apple logo on display in a coffee shop rather than the computing power. And I think that is a large part down to the advertising. When the iPod came out, you know, there were many, many different types of music devices.
The silhouette dancing, wasn't it?
With the white headphones.
Yeah.
Because Apple were the only ones with the white headphones. And then all of a sudden you had retailers like Argos flogging cheaper white headphones. Mm. So even if you didn't want to spend a few hundred quid on the iPod, you could have the status symbol of having white headphones. So there's no denying that Apple absolutely has, you know, knocked it out of the park with advertising. But this isn't their first marketing flop. Remember the time when they brought out the iPhones and iPods with the Apple or the U2 album, How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb?
Yes.
U2
had to apologise for that.
They had to apologise.
I get what Apple are doing with this advert. They're basically saying we in one device can dispense with all these devices. But they have misjudged this, would you not say?
This time last year, and for the prominent theme of last year in the world of the arts was strikes. And it was concerns around artificial intelligence. And big tech was coming out going, no, we want to work alongside you creatives. We don't want to replace you. And yet, for their big first launch of 2024, Apple has put out a video tweeted by Tim Cook showcasing the literal squishing of artistic endeavors.
Yeah.
And, you know, people like Hugh Grant and Justine Bateman have come out and said, this is what we are talking about when we express concern about artificial intelligence. Mm. Big tech is going to cram everything in to an absolutely gorgeous bodied iPad, but we're all going to be obsolete. And I just think they completely misread the room.
And the advert is still, you know, visible, so they haven't taken it down or anything. It was done in-house. And I just wonder if there's a wider lesson in here for larger corporates.
Yeah, the wonderful irony in all of this is if you go on to the Instagram page of any creative, what they will have, I bet my bottom dollar, is some form of meme that will showcase what happens when you use AI rather than humans to create your advertising campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be an interpretation of what should be done. And then there'll be a second example of what happens when you do your advertising in-house, which again will be grand, but it won't take in the external feedback. And then the third example is when it's done right, which is when you get experts in their field.
Like Ridley Scott.
But people who do their market research, who understand, who can find cool, creative ways to celebrate your brilliance as a company, but execute it well. I think all Apple did here now is give further ammunition to those in the creative arts who are expressing legitimate concerns around the big tech companies.
And isn't the danger for companies, no matter what the company is, of groupthink, that everybody nods along, oh yeah, that's a great idea.
Mm.
Whereas if you bring in the fresh water from outside,
yeah,
it will give you those ideas. And a lot of big companies should learn from this.
Oh, 100%. I think what Apple was trying to do was echo what Steve Jobs said when he first launched the iPhone. He did that power of three thing. So he was like, you know, an iPod, a mobile phone, an internet communications device. He hammered home what the iPhone was going to embody. It was going to replace all these extra things like a calculator and whatever in one body. What Apple did this week is try to echo that, but completely get it wrong. They did it rather than serving the consumer. They did it in a very scary way. And it just gives, as I said, extra ammunition and extra credence to the concerns expressed around what technology is going to replace when it comes to jobs. There's no denying, if you look at the spec sheet of the new iPad, it's an incredible device. Not one person has asked me about the spec sheet of the iPod or the iPad. Everybody just wants to know about the ad. They want to know about what's going to come on the next iPad OS update that's coming in June. And if, you know, creative jobs are under threat. This is a real conversation. This is what real people are worried about right now. And for your big corporation to make an ad that exemplifies and showcases every element of their fears, I just think is bananas.
Well, they aren't deaf. They will have picked up on the message. I just wonder whether things will be different. So when they launch the latest iPhone iteration in the autumn, whether they'll have learned and maybe a tiny bit more humble.
Oh, I don't know. I won't hold my breath. But it is worth noting, Apple, I think from what I've heard, they're not running this ad on TV anymore. So it's still on YouTube. It's still on social. But I think the televised campaign has been pulled.
They're already learned. Jess, thanks so much for coming in. And as ever, you can hear Jess on Tech Talk on Saturdays at 5pm and always on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5pm.